This week we will discuss speaking with care. When the tzaddik Reb Simcha Bunim of Pshischa was instructed by his Rebbe, the Choyza of Lublin, to journey to a small town, he asked some chassidim to join him, and they set out without knowing the purpose of their trip. When it was time to eat, Reb Simcha and the chassidim were informed by their host that they were going to be served fleishiks. Whereupon they began questioning how the food was prepared, delving into many halachic details. Suddenly they were interrupted by a beggar warming himself near the fireplace. "You are so careful with what goes into your mouths, but you don't inspect what comes out of your mouths," meaning your words. When Reb Simcha Bunim heard this, he understood why his Rebbe had sent him, and promptly set out on his journey back home. The tzaddik Reb Nachman of Breslov once said, "In our youth we learn to speak, and as we age we learn to keep silent. That's the problem. We learn to speak before we learn how to keep silent." The Rebbe explains that besides refraining from speaking negatively, one should use his speech for good things. In fact, by increasing positive talk, one automatically comes to refrain from bad speech. This is the way of Chassidus, to chase away the bad by increasing in good. In Tavshin Yud, the Chassid Reb Wolf Greenglass compiled a short booklet of basic halachas in daily life which are unknown or overlooked by some. In a letter, the Rebbe suggests including some halachas about guarding one's speech, for he has heard that some people are not careful about this. The Chassid Reb Zev Vilenker said about himself, "The Alter Rebbe's look affected me that I should never speak without thinking. Indeed, throughout his entire life, whenever he could suffice with a motion or hint, he would abstain from speaking." Reb Avram, the Maggid of Trisk, once said, "You alone do not need to speak, for thought would suffice. You only speak for the benefit of your friend. Stop and think for a moment. Perhaps your friend is not interested in this favor of yours." One must be careful to keep his word. If one undertakes to do something, he must keep it, even if he did not promise to do so. Therefore, one should always add that they will do something bli neder, without a promise. When speaking, one should speak in a clean language, using positive expressions instead of negative ones. When Hashem told Noach to bring the animals into the Teva, he told him to include pairs of animals that are not pure, asher loy tahoyra, instead of simply saying the tamei animals. There were two Talmidim who were once learning a difficult subject in front of the Amoira Rav. Afterwards, one Talmud commented, "This learning has made me like a tired davar acher, a pig." The other used the term, "a tired goat." Rav did not speak to the first Talmud anymore. The Gemara continues, a similar incident occurred with a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, who described his portion of the Lechem HaPanim as the size of a lizard's tail. They investigated and found out that this Kohen was pasul. The Rebbe was especially careful with his words, using words such as opposite of good, opposite of life, etc. When the Rebbe would quote words of Chazal which were of a negative nature, the Rebbe would only hint to them, not wanting to spell it out. The Rebbe suggested that in Lashon HaKodesh, hospitals should not be referred to as a Beis Cholim, a home of the sick, but rather as a Beis Refuah, a home of healing, emphasizing the positive. The exception to this is when a lesson is being taught, for then things must be spelled out clearly without leaving room for any doubt. Chazal cautioned that one should speak in a clean manner. Due to unclean speech, many tragedies may come upon the Yidden and Phyllis may go unanswered. Chazal compare a worthy person who speaks coarsely to a palace with a dirty and smelly tannery in it, causing all passerby to exclaim, "How gorgeous is this palace, but how unfortunate it is that a tannery has been set in it." If one gains respect by the bad smell, how much more respect he would gain if he would emit a beautiful perfume. For many years, the Chassid and Shadar, who is a traveling shliach of the Rebbe, Reb Leib Hoffman, lived in Vitebsk. During Yechidus, a Chassid told Rebbe Marash that he does not like to hear Reb Leib chazering Chassidus. The Rebbe advised him to go listen to Reb Leib, since he has a clean mouth. One summer day in Tavshin Lamed Aleph, some bachurim were speaking near the Rebbe's room, and one bachur used inappropriate language. When the Rebbe heard this, his face paled. At the next Farbringen, the Rebbe raised the subject and spoke about it with much pain. The Rebbe appeared very serious, and he looked intently at the bachurim, pleading that he should not have to mention the subject again. Though in general these matters are not discussed, but once in a while they must be mentioned. The negative effects of unclean speech are far-reaching, and an objection must be made. Though it is not my job, since I heard it, I must say something. Surely, future farbringens will be reserved for matters of Torah and Yirah Shamayim. The Rebbe also said that improper speech can have negative effects on one's Avodas Hashem, and improving it will help one overcome certain struggles. As he was walking, a great Rav passed a dead dog which produced a horrible stench. One of his Talmidim commented, "How bad is its smell?" The Rav replied, "How white are its teeth?" And his Talmidim felt embarrassed for having spoken negatively. He taught them a lesson that one should not speak negatively even concerning a dead dog, and certainly not about a living person. Chazal say that even when one must mention something negative, he should begin with a positive. When the Torah discusses the non-kosher animals, it begins with those which have one kosher sign, mentioning that aspect first. David HaMelech began Tehillim with praise for those who refrain from following bad ways, as opposed to starting with speaking negatively about those who do. One should also conclude on a good note. In those Sfarim of Nach which end with something negative, the second to last Pasuk is repeated in order to end on a positive note. When the Rebbe spoke of something negative, he would always conclude with good, or at least add the words U'mesayimim betoiv, and we conclude with positivity. At a yechidus with the supporters of Timchei Tmimim, one of those present mentioned the deficiencies of a certain city, to which the Rebbe responded, "In discussing a deficiency, there are two approaches. One can specify the problem, or one can highlight the positive, and the problem will be understood on its own. For example, if a person is missing his left hand, chas v'shalom, one can state that this person's hand is missing, or one can speak about how much this person accomplishes with his right hand, from which it is understood that his other hand is missing. This is the way one should speak." One should not bear bad tidings. As Shlomo HaMelech writes, "The bearer of bad news is a fool." Therefore, it is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch that there is no advantage in telling relatives about the passing of their family member, except to sons who need to recite Kaddish. When Hasach was told by Mordechai of the decree which befell the Yidden, he did not return to Esther to bring her this news. Rav Kahana fell ill, and the Chachamim sent Rav Yehoshua to check how he was doing. When he arrived, he discovered that Rav Kahana had passed away. Rav Yehoshua tore his clothing and then turned them backwards so the Chachamim would not notice immediately. Upon his return, they noticed that he had been crying and asked if Rav Kahana had passed away. Rav Kahana replied, "I didn't say anything, for the Pasuk says that one should not bear bad tidings." In Tavshin Lamed Beis, the Rebbe's Haggadah was expanded to include the Rebbe's Sichas and letters about Pesach. When the printed Haggadah was presented to the Rebbe, he noted that the final words of the Sefer, in a concluding note, were the pain of the child. At the Rebbe's instructions, a rubber stamp with the words L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim was prepared, and all the Sfarim were duly stamped to finish on a positive note.